An Engineering Superstar, page 114.
It's early morning in a small village in Kenya, Africa. Women and children are carrying heavy containers of water on their heads. They walk many miles to get this water. It's hot, and they're tired. They can only carry a few containers a day. A young British woman learns about the problem. She wants to help. Who is the young woman? Her name is Emily Cummins. How did she help? She invented a water carrier for the people in Kenya. They can pull it like a suitcase. Cummins is an engineer. She designs useful products for places without many natural resources. These places often don't have a lot of water. They also don't have a lot of oil, coal, or gas. These resources are not renewable. That means you can't replace them when you take them from the earth. Cummins's products don't use oil, coal, or gas. They use other sources of energy, such as the sun. This makes the products sustainable. People can continue to use them in the future without hurting our planet. How did Cummins get started? As a young child in England, she loved to work with her grandfather in his workshop. He taught her how to use his tools. He showed her how to make toys and jewelry boxes from small pieces of metal. She designed her first product when she was in high school and just 15 years old. Her grandfather had arthritis. He couldn't squeeze a tube of toothpaste with his hand. Cummins invented a tube with a lever. The lever pushes the toothpaste out of the tube. You don't have to squeeze the tube. While she was still a high school student, Cummins designed a new kind of refrigerator. Why? Refrigerators normally use a lot of electricity. They are too expensive for many people in developing countries. Cummins's refrigerator is not expensive. Here's how it works. One container of the refrigerator keeps food and medicine clean and dry. This container sits in another container filled with water and sand. The sun's energy makes the water in the sand evaporate. In other words, the water goes into the air and takes heat from the sand with it. This cools the sand. The cool sand keeps the food and medicine cool. The design is very simple, and it uses cheap, local materials. People can even make the refrigerator themselves. After leaving school, Cummins spent 5 months in Africa. She wanted to learn more about life there, so she volunteered at a school in Namibia. There, she could test and improve her designs. Her refrigerator became a great success. Today, it helps thousands of people. Cummins studied business at the University of Leeds in England. Today, she continues to design sustainable products. She has won many awards for her designs. Her inventions are famous because they use local resources, they don't hurt the planet, and the materials are all recyclable. Do you have ideas for sustainable products? Maybe you too can become an engineering superstar.
This is the end of the audio program.